Here we go. It's another special edition of the 50-50 podcast presented by our proud partners, College Promoters USA. College Promoters USA, America's premier college prep program and high school student athlete marketing service since 1997. Located locally here in San Antonio, Texas, you can find them in the Ventura Plaza Shopping Center. You can also find more information for them on social media at SATX Recruiting. That's on Twitter, as well as on Instagram at College Promoters USA, as well as on their website at collegepromotersusa.com. My next guests, they are our first kind of dual guests. First time we've had a pair of guests on the podcast. They are high school, club teammates playing for San Antonio City, their Girls Academy team. But they are also bitter rivals on the high school front. So I think you guys are, what is it, like 2 miles, 3 miles apart, the schools?
About two.
Two miles, yeah. So pretty cool story there. We're going to highlight their recruiting journey here today a little bit on the next level journey, as we're dubbing this episode. They're going to take us through a little bit what they've learned, what they've experienced, and help out some future prospective student athletes that are listening here today. So they are Jordan Bushnell and Kalea Agel. How are you guys?
Great.
Awesome.
All right. You guys both hit me up with the one answer, with the one word answer, of course. So awesome. Well, hey, we're delighted to have you all. After last week we had our second student athlete to be featured. There's no better way to have our third and fourth student athletes than, you know, these, just like last week with Skylar. This one's pretty personal to me, both with JB and Kalea, where, you know, been kind of chronicling and supporting you guys for a good bit. And the work you guys have done on and off the pitch has been tremendous. So very excited for this episode, and we're glad to have you guys on here. So you guys ready to dive in?
Heck yeah.
Yeah. All right. So tell us a little bit, whoever wants to go first, just kind of tell us a little bit about yourselves, kind of tell the world who you are, you know, what you do and all that good stuff.
Jordan.
Oh, okay. well, my name is Jordan. Honestly, my life is super simple. Like, it's just school and soccer. Like, that's all it's ever been about. I mean, yeah, like, I do things like on the side, like I'll hang out with friends or like maybe go play soccer on my own, but that's literally all it is. It's just soccer. Like, I don't do anything else but soccer, and it's a good thing that I enjoy it, or else I would be pretty miserable.
All right, well, I'm Kalea. I grew up playing sports. My family's a sporty family, very competitive. I grew up playing basketball. I run cross country and track. But my love is soccer, and what I plan on doing in the future is what I love. I'll also sing and dance. I feel like I'm kind of an outgoing person, but I'm so shy at first. But honestly, I just having fun.
Right. You know, I was about to say, you know, when we first started kind of working with you, Kalea, and promoting you, I know it took me a little while. I started seeing all these different things. I was like, good God, what doesn't this young lady do? You know, cross country, track, you know, I saw basketball stuff sometimes in the same day on top of your commitment level to soccer. And, you know, and then I know you're also involved in the JROTC, right? The Junior ROTC program there at Steel.
Yes.
Yeah. So awesome. So, and then, you know, Jordan along the way kind of earned the nickname of, I think, what was it? The ID Camp Queen. What was that? Something like that?
Yeah. Something like that.
So how many, did you actually count up total? How many kind of camps and visits that you had this summer?
No, but I'd probably guess around 10 or more. Like, I was like everywhere. I was either working because I had a little seasonal job, or I was at a camp or out of state doing something with soccer. So I was everywhere this summer.
Right. It's awesome. And it was fun to watch. It's been fun to to follow you guys on this journey. And we're going to talk a little bit about it today. So, and but before we do, tell us a little bit, talk a little bit about your, how your fall, obviously you guys are teammates on the club side there for SA City, for San Antonio City. Tell us a little bit of how your fall club season has gone and kind of dive into a little bit more on what it's like being both teammates on one side and then also like bitter rivals on the other side. That's got to be an interesting dynamic, right?
Oh yeah. I mean, for that, like, we actually played on the same club before even moving to SA City. Like, we weren't on the same teams, but we would sometimes like guest play for each other, but we were still playing for the same club. But moving to SA City, I think, has really like helped us a lot, like getting the exposure that we needed and just playing against better teams and individual players. It might seem weird, I think, like being high school rivals on the same club team. Like, we don't like hate each other or anything. Like, it's not like that. Like, we're usually like, we choose each other to be partners majority of the time and stuff. And I mean, when it comes to high school though, like, we'll get competitive and serious. Oh, yeah. Like, it definitely sucks, like, if you lose, but like when you win or whatever, it feels good, you know, like you want to play against the best. So like, you got to do what you got to do.
Even during high school season, like, we'll talk about it after the game and be like, oh, watch out for her, and like give each other pointers on other teams too. Yeah. Like, it's cool having a friend as a rival, I guess.
Or we'll even talk like on the field while we're playing. Like, we'll just like say a few things, get each other's head maybe, but like, it's all cool. It's all fun and games.
Yeah. That's awesome. That's good to hear. Well, you know, so you all play in a very, you know, a pretty tough district in, you know, 27-6A, you know, along with Smithson Valley, New Braunfels, to name a few. And then you all have to deal with each other every year, right? So talk to us a little bit about your upcoming high school season for, you know, Jordan. Obviously, you play at, you know, Schertz Clements, and Kalea, you play at Cibolo Steel. So these are two, for those that are maybe familiar with the names, but not necessarily with the soccer programs here in San Antonio, or beyond San Antonio, I should say. Talk to us a little bit about your programs as well as your upcoming high school season. Well, what are your thoughts on that?
For us at Steel, I'm really excited about the upcoming season because senior year, and then also our coach she came in my freshman year. So we kind of like grew up together, I guess. And so we built the program together. I guess our senior class is kind of like the base of the program, like rebuilding. And so, because I know it was a little rough before we got there, but I think we've done a really good job at building it up and making the program a lot better than how it was. And I think just, well, the past 4 years, we've really built on chemistry and really working together as a team, building confidence, trust, and all of the other stuff off the field that'll help us play really good on the field.
Yeah, for us, like, obviously it's always hard losing like those really good seniors and then having to think like who you're going to have coming up and like what kind of team you will be playing with and bonding with and just trying to be your best with. And so, like, I don't know if like Kalea or Steel does this, but every year we'll always like compare each other. Like, we got to see like who's like this person or like who's going to be on who, where are they going to play? Like, how are we going to like compete against Steel or just any other like good like schools? And so, like, obviously during preseason, we do a lot of hard training. We do conditioning, weightlifting, team bonding. So we're really ready for when season comes and we're not like chewing at each other or just having like not good chemistry on the field. And we have a great coach that's very flexible with all of us and is willing to do whatever it takes to get us to the next level on the field.
So what would you guys, you know, you talk about this upcoming, the upcoming season. Kalea, you hit on it a little bit, but when you look back on your, you know, on your high school journey, right, from your freshman year, and I'm not entirely sure, I imagine the talent level for you all, and I know you all are both pretty humble, which is one of the reasons why we've liked really working with you all. But I imagine you all have probably were, if not directly, kind of competing on varsity on some level since your freshman year. But how would you say the evolution, Kalea hit on it a little bit, the evolution of your soccer, your high school team from your freshman year to now? How much change have you seen just on the field, off the field, culturally? What has that experience been like for you, for both of you?
Well, for me, when I was a freshman, we had a great defensive line. Like, there was only two freshmen on the team that year. It was me and then one other girl. And so the other freshman, she would start over me because she played a different position than I did. And so obviously I had to work a little bit harder to get my playing time and stuff. But as they left, then I started having to step up more and fill in their spots. And then just as time went on, like being in the center back position where you're the second person that can see the whole field, you're the one that's kind of like the control tower. Like, you're trying to help your teammates see what they don't and try to communicate to them. And obviously, like I said, like throughout the years, you just become that leader or that person that people rely on for you to see what's around them that they can't see. And obviously, as it keeps going on, just like being a junior and senior upperclassman, like you don't have to just be an upperclassman to be a leader either. Like, you can start leading at any age and be the example that you want people to be like. So I would definitely say, like, no matter how young or old you are, like, anyone is capable of leading. And my evolution definitely has shown that, like, no matter what, like, I can do anything as long as I put my mind to it, or I keep improving and showing people, like, this is how it is, you know?
Yeah. And for me, freshman year, having to fight for playing time, then it ended up me fighting for a starting position. And I think once, like, I got, like, the hang of high school soccer and playing with, like, older girls, bigger girls, I got more comfortable, and I think I really settled and started to move forward and try to take on a leadership role. And so after, I think it was during sophomore year, I started to step up a little bit and try to be more vocal, because at the end of freshman year, we would have like a meeting with our coach, and she would ask what we would want to do better, what we would want to bring to the table next upcoming season. And for me, it was just being more vocal, because I feel like leading by example, that comes to me naturally. But the vocal part is what I really tried working on throughout my years at Steele. And I think over time, I've just gotten really comfortable with directing and being there, supporting. And just being there for my teammates, helping them up, pushing them. Because for me, I feel like work ethic is really important. If you're not working on, even off the field, I feel like everyone should be working hard no matter what. Like, no matter who's watching, just do it. Just get the work done and do it the best you can. And I feel like being a senior captain, I think, throughout the years, and to the underclassmen, I feel like they're starting to get that, and a lot of underclassmen are starting to step into that role as well, and it's really exciting, honestly.
Well said, both of you. Jordan, I like control tower. I like that one. I might have to steal that one from you. I like that one. I hadn't heard that one before. So naturally, me being retired Air Force, I kind of like that one, of course. You know, you guys both bring up an interesting point. I know, particularly Kalea, because you just hit on it, is competing at the varsity level as a freshman, right? Where you're essentially, that's a huge leap, right? Because now you're essentially playing up anywhere from 1 to 3 years, right? So, which is huge just in terms of a freshman on top of the inexperience, but just older, wiser, bigger, just more physical, sometimes faster, everything in between, right? How long, and why I ask this is because I've actually been having this, you know, with my team, we have a good crop of young, promising freshmen right now. And I've been having that conversation with them. But since you all mentioned this, I kind of wanted to ask for you, how long did you all feel where you could adjust to the pace of the game and the demands of the game on the high school side over the course of your freshman year? Did it take your entire freshman year? Was it really until your sophomore year? How long did it take you guys to really make that adjustment where you felt, I guess, not that you belonged, but just comfortable?
For me, go ahead.
Okay. So for me, it was like I said, it was hard for me to even get playing time like in the first place because of our back line. I mean, not that I wasn't like able to play anywhere else. That's just where the coach knew she could play me at the time. And so I got more comfortable, like, knowing, like, once I got more playing time, like, I would get like 10, then 15 to 25, like, it would gradually get higher and higher. So like throughout the games, like each week it would get easier. But if I knew that we were playing a harder opponent, then that's when I would start getting a little shaken up a little bit, because I knew I would play more, I guess, on like in games that weren't as difficult, I guess, because I maybe wasn't up to that caliber yet. But then as I started like playing at least just a few minutes, like in a like hard, difficult match, like then just like settling in and being comfortable and then like not freaking out when I have the ball definitely helped. And then as that kept happening, it transferred on to my sophomore year where I was playing every minute of the game and starting. So it's a process. It's definitely, I don't think for me, it's something that like happened right away. Like you definitely need the experience because you're just coming out of middle school. Like you don't know what you're going to be up against until you're actually up against it.
Right.
Yeah, for me, it was honestly after the first couple of preseason games, because I don't think I started the first couple of games and didn't get as much playing time as I expected for myself, because just being competitive. And so I think after that, I like told myself to work harder to really prove to myself and to the coach and to the team that I belong here. And not just because I'm small doesn't mean that I don't. And so I really worked hard and tried to prove myself to everyone that I'm here to win and I'm here to compete.
Good, good. Awesome. So, you know, we talked a little bit about in terms of your journey from your freshman year to now, right? And really how aggressive you all have been, very proactive, very just on the ball and aggressive in terms of your just your behind the scenes work, your work ethic, you know, in practice, off the field, on the field, and then just the marketing piece on social media. You all really hit on that and understood that, and regularly engaged with coaches, sharing film regularly as well. You all have done a lot during that time when you really probably went more aggressive and you started to realize, hey, this is something I want to pursue. From that time to now, in that time, what have you learned just about yourself and the recruiting process along the way?
You want to go?
You got it.
Oh, okay. So honestly, like it all really hit us, or I would speak for us, but like when COVID hit, like we, at least I didn't expect for it to like affect our class as much as it did. And so before then, like we weren't even allowed to talk to coaches and stuff, just going to camps and being persistent and stuff and always contacting and getting film and just sending it out was always just like the like small steps to getting to like coaches contacting you on that first day of June. And so then when COVID hit, that's all like when it really like hit a bump in the road, like everything kind of stopped. And it's like, well, we've been doing so good this far. And now it's like, now what are we going to do? Like, we can't go anywhere. We can't really do anything, but like stay in our backyards and just practice with the ball by ourselves. You know, like we couldn't right. talk to anybody. We couldn't go out and have games. Like it really affected us. And so like the main goal coming back into it, once coaches were able to start talking again and the dead period was over and stuff, like it was just hitting all camps, getting as much highlights as we could, like showing what we would do outside of school and club, like just every little thing that we could do to market ourselves. And I just knew then, like this last summer, like, well, even before then, I knew I wanted to play at the highest level if I could. Like, if I could get there, I would try my hardest. And so this last summer was a really like, this was the last like final push that I need to give myself. Like, no matter how hard or like difficult or how much like we're on the road, like this is what it's going to end up as. Like the final goal is to get where I want to be from like years of putting all this work in, no matter the like difficulties and the things that we get like put in our path, like we have to push past it and stuff like that. So just being able to get through it just makes us stronger than what we were before.
Yeah. For me, the recruiting process has been kind of like a little blur for me for a while because just of where I was at club-wise, they didn't really touch too much about it. Didn't really like try as hard to get us recruited and looked at. And so I learned that I have to do that myself. And so I just recently started doing all the social media stuff, I think about last year, the year before that. And so it surprised me how much coaches and other players are doing it and how much it actually helped. And I'm just, it's crazy to me that social media can really get you places. And but yeah, for the recruiting stuff, camps and everything, with COVID, it was really hard, especially for me, because I mean, for everyone, of course, but just the traveling and everything was really tough. And so I know I couldn't do all the camps that I had wanted to with financial issues. And that's just something I had to like plan out and manage. And so just thankful for my parents for being able to help me do the things that I wanted to do and that they're really supporting me in this process, because it's really stressful and difficult, right. But I think we're all getting through it. We're getting there. When the time comes, it'll come. And I just learned to trust the process and just let God handle it, because I don't think stressing about it too hard will do us any good. And I think that just trusting the process and going through it the way you want to go through it, being open to whatever, and really thinking about your options and taking the time to go to the school or go to the place that really fits you.
Well said. Yeah, well said. Putting it in God's hands. Well said. So Jordan, you recently had some big news, right? Mm-hmm. So tell us a little bit about it and why did you decide to select that school?
All right. So I have recently committed to Houston Baptist University. And let me tell you, it was like a surprise to me, like how I was like recruited and stuff. Like, you know how you go to camps and there's a Q&A and the girl, like the one big question the girls always ask is like, how did you get there? Like, how did you get recruited to come here? And the answer that you always hear is that, oh, they see you at camps. Like if they catch your, like they see you at a camp, then they're going to like start contacting you and stuff. And so that was like all these camps that I've been to, I'm like, so why isn't it happening for me? Like I felt like I was going to all these camps and I would do really well. And then I wouldn't really get anything back from the coach. And it's honestly, it was very like discouraging, you know, like you right. think that you're really good and you're trying to like kind of try out for your position, even though it's not guaranteed that you're going to play there. But like when you know that you're doing your best and the coach just doesn't find an interest in you or just doesn't need your position, it can be a little hard. And so when I went to HBU, that was actually like the first time I had actually even like been on campus and had talked to the coaches and meet the girls and stuff like that. And when I was there, I made a friend. She's actually another commit there too. She's a goalkeeper. And we just bonded really well. We got to talk to some of the girl, like the actual teammates or the actual players on the team, and got like a really good connection with them. And they were very like easy to talk to. Talked to the coach. Coach was great. I loved him. He's very nice. Coach Dodd is a really good coach. I like him a lot. And Coach Lowe, she's cool. She's the assistant coach. And just like the atmosphere there was just so like opening, and just, it was just like nice to be there. Like every time I would revisit the campus, I always got like overly excited to be there. Like, oh my God, right here. Like, I'm like, I don't know. It was just something about being there I really liked. And so during the whole process, like obviously you like create relationships with other coaches from other schools, and you're just like constantly talking to them, or you have other schools like come out of nowhere and start contacting you. So it does, it like makes it a lot harder on you because you think that you're nearing the end, and then something happens, and like then you're like taking a step back, like, oh no, like I have to start rethinking everything again because this school might have something that I like better than this. And so obviously when the time came down to it, when the last like two or three schools, like that's where you become like super picky and picking like the very like just the littlest things that you would prefer this over that, like the size of the school, where the school is at, how far you want to be from home, like if you want your parents to come watch, like how many players are on the team, like just all those little things you had to take into account when really deciding where you wanted to go. And so for me, like it's far enough away from home, like to live the college life, but close enough for like me to come home if I needed to or wanted to, like on a weekend or something. It is close enough for my parents if they wanted to come watch. The school isn't that big. It's probably as big, a little bit bigger than a high school, like student wise. So I kind of like the like smaller school, even though it's like in a big city. Like I just really like that about it. Right. But like also visiting other schools too makes you realize like, oh, maybe this isn't really what I thought I would like, you know? So obviously like when you're out looking and exploring and stuff, you do tend to like think and realize like, oh yeah, maybe this isn't what I thought I would want, you know? And right. So, like I said, it really just all came down to it. And then I was just proud to like call the coach and tell him that like, hey, like I would love to play for you and stuff. And then another hard thing with it is that, like I said, with the relationships that you create with other coaches, like it was very hard having to deny their offers and having to let them go because they're just such great people. And it's like, it's like sad when you have to be like, I've decided that I'm going elsewhere and that I think that I found my home, but it's not because of you. It's just, you know, there's other factors that play into it, but I was very confident in my decision and I'm very happy and thankful and proud and stuff like that. So, yeah.
Do you recall the moment, like the exact moment where you were, what you were doing when it kind of hit you? Like, it's like, yeah, I'm ready and this is it. Do you recall that moment?
Like ready to like go, right.
like you knew it was Houston Baptist. Do you recall that exact moment when it hit you, when I was like, yeah, this is it. This is it for me. This is the school. Do you recall that?
I guess, I don't know if I really have like that exact moment. I think there were like little things that built up for me to really feel like, oh yeah, this is it. And like I mentioned, like just having, like being able to revisit the campus and like watching them play, even for a half, like it was just so exhilarating. Like I liked being there. Like there was just something about actually being on campus was just great. And I've always like been like told, like this was always the like big question, like would you go there if you weren't playing soccer? And that was just one of the schools that I'm like, yeah, I definitely would go there. Because all the other schools, like you think, yeah, I'm going to play soccer there. Like I'm trying to earn a scholarship to play soccer there. But you have to think of the bigger picture. Like if you were to hurt yourself, knock on wood, or just something happens, you know, like would you still want to go there? And I just felt that way with HBU, like right off the bat. There was no question about it.
That's awesome. Well done. I appreciate it. It's been phenomenal to see you get to this point. Now, you know, obviously now as your college coach will say, now the real work begins, right?
Mm-hmm.
So you get to enjoy it for a little bit, but you gotta continue. So,
yeah.
But at least now you've made that decision and you get to kind of enjoy the rest of your senior season. So, mm-hmm. Well done.
Thank
now, Kalea,
you.
Kind of switching over to you. You're still in that grind. You're still in that process. You're finalizing things. I know you recently just had a visit. You want to share that with us and kind of tell us a little bit as to where you are in that, the last part. You're almost at the finish line, where you are in that process.
Yeah, I just had a visit at Laterno University there in Longview. I've actually been talking with Coach Terramona for a while, since the beginning of the recruiting process. I think she was one of the first coaches to contact me and tell me that she wants me. And so just being my first official visit as well is pretty cool. But overall, I think I'm still deciding on, I think division doesn't really matter to me. I just know that I kind of want to go away from home, but at the same time, I don't know how well I'll do with that. So I just want to have options close and far away just in case. And then when it comes down to it, what school I like the best, who offers better options. But I'm not really too picky on like where and what. It's just I'm kind of waiting on that feeling that kind of Jordan had, that feeling where you kind of know, and I would just need something to build up, because I think so far I don't really feel like that spark yet. And so I'm still on the edge, on the verge of kind of just discovering myself still, and knowing what I want to do, where I want to go, and I want to feel that spark, and I feel like I know it's coming soon, but I don't know, just waiting on that.
Right. No, there's nothing wrong with that, because once you, you know, make it, you got to feel good with it, right? You got to feel 100% about it. So yeah, absolutely. Yeah. So here's the interesting question that I have for you also. Why the next level? Why do you want to play college soccer? And kind of, when did you know? When did you go from, hey, that would be that sounds kind of cool, or that sounds kind of intriguing? When did it go from that to, no, this is something I really want to do. This is something I'm willing to put in the work for and make the necessary sacrifices for. When did that happen, and why?
I mean, I've played soccer for a really long time, and so I've grown up to be the athlete in my family, and I guess kind of just being able to prove myself worthy of being able to get to that next level has given me motivation to just want to be better. Like I've always had like in the very back of my mind that like I want to play at the highest level I can in college. And even if I can get to it, I would try and go pro even. But like, I don't know, there's just something about just like being an athlete, it like describes who I am. Like there's not like, I obviously have other characteristics, but the biggest one is being an athlete. And just like, when you see yourself progress in the game, you just want to keep getting better. Like, I think that's just like something that you notice, like you're not plateauing or anything, or you're not like getting comfortable with where you're at, like always wanting to get better. And then just talking to people, I feel too, like you realize when you talk to other people that maybe don't share the same passion as you, it makes you almost even more passionate about it. Or maybe the other way around. Maybe if someone is as passionate as you, then you're like connecting with that person and almost want to be better than that person. Like there's just something about always trying to better yourself in the game. I don't know. It's just like a progressive thing. Like if I knew that I didn't want to play, I don't think I would have gone to the lengths of trying to do all this for college, you know? Like I've just always had a thing for soccer. Like I've never been bored of it. I've never like wanted to quit. Like I've always wanted to play. Like it's just something that's really like in my heart that I know that like I won't give up on. Like even if I don't end up going pro in the future, like I would still probably go out and touch the ball for an hour or so, or just go play with some friends or something, you know? Like it's just a big part of my life growing up, and I can't like imagine where or what I would be doing if I wasn't playing soccer. Like not even another sport, I couldn't imagine it. So
yeah, for me, I've also always played soccer when I started really young. And then it was kind of like, oh, this is cool, I'm really good at it, and just keep playing, keep going. And then I think when I started like going into like competitive teams and then like, starting to really, I would get frustrated because I'd get so tired and I'm like, why am I the only one running around? And so I would kind of like try to watch other games, watch as much. And then I think when I didn't know I wanted to play college soccer until I watched my older sister play, and then like her process and everything. She played at St. Mary's University here in San Antonio. And so watching her play, and then when I think it was when she scored her first collegiate goal, I was like, she was so excited and everyone around me was so excited. I was like, this is really cool. I think I want to do this. And so just like being there in that moment with my sister, it's like, I want this for me too. And so I think that's when I really started competing, really pushing myself and trying to get better and just trying to get out there. And I feel like once that happened, everything about the game kind of, I just fell in love with. Like it gets frustrating at times, but especially when I'm by myself and like just with the ball and trying to work on technique, work on whatever I feel like it was also not just trying to get to the next level, but just because I really love doing it. And it's just, I just fell in love with it. And I knew it was something that I wanted to continue and keep doing, not just to get to college or just to be on a Division I team or just to be on a college team, but because this is something I really love doing. And it's like emotional for me because I just love this so much and I don't know why, but I just keep going.
Yeah. You know, sometimes the sport, sometimes it picks us, you know, it chooses us. And yeah, I mean, you hear passion, you hear love, you hear joy. And those are the important words. You know, sometimes you all have played for enough coaches that I'm sure you hear those words, right? But they're more than just buzzwords. They're real, you know, they're genuine. And those are usually the words that come up when you don't know how else to explain why you play the game, right? Why the game matters so much to you. And call me crazy, but I kind of get the feeling here that we're looking at maybe one or two like eventual future coaches down the road. I don't know. You guys might join the dark side and become, because it's the next best thing to, because one day you're going to get older, I should say. and you kind of hang up the cleats and put on a different pair of cleats, and it's the next best thing to playing.
Well, even that, I actually have thought about it. Like, it seems like something that actually would really interest me. Like, during the summer, I had a freshman like of ours like reach out to me and ask me to train her, like just on the side a little bit. And I did it for like maybe 2 or 3 days. Like, it was like a short little trial almost. And yeah. I just realized, like, man, maybe I do actually really like this. Like, I mean, even being a part of it too, like showing them how to do it or just incorporating myself in it because it benefits me as well. But just like, just being able to teach somebody, I guess, something that you love, but also you know how to do and make them good at it, you know, I guess is just like where it like really hits you. Like, I think that would be like a potential like side job for me. I'm not going to lie. Like, I have thought about it. I think it would be super cool.
There yeah. you go. Well, that's awesome. That's great stuff. Mm-hmm. And, you know, and I will say this for what it's worth, you know, I think having coached, you know, female athletes for a good while now, probably for almost as long as you guys have been in school almost. But I can tell you that the world, the game, it needs more, you know, young, strong, confident female coaches, you know, for sure. So, you know, just putting it out there, just putting it out. I don't know why I picked up on the vibe. So, so we have a question here for Kalea, just from Juanita Griffin. If you could play for any pro team, who would you play for?
That's a great question, Miss Juanita.
Put you on the spot.
Yeah, I don't know. I mean, I kind of just try to take things one step at a time. I don't really think about all that, but yeah. I mean, the women's national team, you know, that's the best of the best.
There you go.
If I could, right. Awesome. I would.
All right. So tell us, so we talked about some of these words, right? The passion, the love, why you do this. And you guys, you know, from playing from the same club with Lions to now with SA City, you guys both, you know, Southeast High School All-Americans. And then now, and then your respective high schools. Talk to us. Tell us why high school soccer matters to you all. What, you know, when you think high school soccer and you think of your high school teams, you know, what do you think about? What comes to mind? Why does it matter to you?
For me, it's like they're not just my classmates, not just my teammates, but they're honestly my second family. Like, I know I can go to them for anything. They can come to me, and we have our little bond. And just like having that, it's like for high school soccer, it's like we all want to be the best. We want to compete. And I know we're all on the same page. And so for that, it's just, it's a different atmosphere than it with club and everything else, because it's like, these are the girls that you've also grown up with in school and everything. And so it's just that bond, like, we're all going through the same thing. We're all going through the same pain, same joy. And it's just, it's really cool. It's a really great experience. And I'm so glad that I'm a part of it. And it's just really cool to see all the girls just wanting to do better and working hard. And no matter if the workout sucks or if they think that coach is punishing us, we're all doing it together and we really push ourselves. And I think that's what I really like about high school and why it matters to me so much.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, just to piggyback off what Kalea said, just like, it's just like the camaraderie about all of it. And then like being a part of a team can help you like learn life lessons even, or just how to be part of something. Like, even if you feel left out, you have people that do the same thing as you, share the same passion as you. And like she said, like, you grow with them and you become a second family. Like, you become a big family and you just get so close and bond with each other because you're trying to be the like best unit, like best team on the field, because you're like, we want to get to the end goal. Like, there's something that we are playing for. Like, there's something that we are trying to get to in high school. So when you build the team, like, relationships and practice as hard as we can and suffering when we have to. And, you know, just like it all comes together for like the championships, you know, like it all comes down to playoffs at the very end and who's just better. And obviously, like I said, the being part of a team just, it just helps you grow as a person too and make everyone feel included and knowing that you can go to anybody if you ever need someone or just need something from someone. Like you have each other and you can trust each other. You know, like it's just right. Like a big family.
Well said. Well said, both of you. So question here from Aris Third, Jordan. Hey, Jordan, you played with some players in high school and club. Name some players you enjoyed playing with. Putting you on the spot.
Like in the past or recently?
I don't know. They just said high school and club. I don't know.
Let me
maybe think. Recently. It's probably a little bit fresher in your mind. Maybe recently. I don't know.
I'm trying to think about that one. That one's good.
We'll come back to that one. How about that?
I'll think of something good.
All right. So we start to transition here. We started getting ready for our next segment here with you all. You guys are doing great, by the way. Tell us kind of as quickly as you can. What can we expect from your respective, you know, Clemens High School, Steele High School, obviously in that same district, you got to go up against the likes of Smithson Valley, New Braddles, to name a few, in 27-6A. But what can we expect of your respective teams this year? What's your take on it? What do you guys think?
For Clemens, I'm not going to lie. I think it'll be a little rough around the edges at first, but I think once we start like playing more together, I think it'll be good. Like I don't think we're going to have like a crappy team or anything. I think we actually have some good potential. Like we will maybe struggle against the harder teams, but I know that playing against those harder teams will make us better. And then perfecting the things that we need to with the teams that we know we can handle, you know? So like, I wouldn't say that we're going to be the best, but we're like not going to be the worst either. Like we're definitely in playoff range, so it's not too far off from anything that we've already been through. Right. So I think we'll be all right. I have high hopes for us.
All right, Kalea.
For Steele, I just know we're going to come out hungry because that last game against Smithson Valley for the district champs, that really hit us. And I think we want that. And so collectively as a team, we're going to work for that. And hopefully, personally, I'd like to be undefeated. But that's just me. Senior year, go big or go home. But I know our preseason is going to be pretty tough. We're going against some pretty tough teams. But like Jordan said, we know that's going to make us better and make us stronger. And I'm really excited about it. So
awesome. Awesome. All right, guys. Well, hey, we're going to transition over now to our next segment, our counterattack segment, kind of go rapid fire, ask you some off the wall random questions. This is where we get to pick on you guys, have some fun with you guys. So no pressure. Okay. Now you guys will do great. You guys will do great. All right. So first question for both of you. So game day, any game day superstitions or rituals, something that you got to do, you know, on the bus to the game or when you get to the field, pregame warm-up, anything, or early that morning, any superstitions or rituals on game day?
I don't think we do this during preseason, but during season, I know before we, break out on the field, we do this like loud chant. Like the coach will say something and then we echo her really loud, and then it just all leads into like the buffs on three. Like we do that every game day. Like I think it helps us just get like pumped up and fired. Like I think it just really helps us to get ready to get on the field and ready to charge at them.
Yeah, for us it's our before game kind of dance party, not really mosh pit, but we have that time in the locker room where like we turn the lights off and we turn the music up and we're just there having a great time and getting that energy up and being there with each other. It's really cool. And just everyone's having fun. Everyone's going crazy. And then afterwards we get our mind right. We're quiet, mm-hmm. silent on our way to warm up and it's go time.
All right. I like it. Mosh pits and dancing. All right. I like it. So next one for both of you. Are you an emoji or I don't know, GIF or GIF person? Which one and why?
Emoji. Definitely emoji. Yeah. Like I feel like sometimes I overuse emojis just because I'm very expressive. Like it's hard to get like a tone across over text. So even just using like the laughing crying face emoji a million times, it still like comes across as like, oh yeah, that's like really funny. Or at least I think it's funny. Or I'll just send like derpy faces or something like that. Or just to show like how I feel about whatever we're talking about. It's just easier that way.
Oh, yeah. So is that your most used? Your kind of teary eyed laughing one? Is it?
Oh, yeah.
All right. Yeah. Okay.
Cliff? Yeah. Emojis all the way. I think GIFs are cool, but it's not my go-to. Emojis is for me, like what I find everything like really funny. And for me, it's like the skull emoji. It's like, I'm dead. That's so funny. Or like the crying emoji, just the tears. Like, that's so funny. Yeah.
All right. So next one. So we're going to get a little deep here, a little philosophical. Book or movie that changed your life? Oh, got deep on you guys, didn't I? I knew it. I knew that was going to get you guys. Now, I know you guys are still young, but I know you guys read books and I know you guys watch some movies. So not a single one, maybe that kind of somehow some like stayed with you along the way, impacted your life somehow.
I think movie for me, I don't know if this is like cheesy or anything, not cheesy, but Pelé, the movie.
Okay.
That one was really good. I actually really liked it. At first I had no idea who that was. And my dad was like, are you serious? You don't know who Pelé is? I was like, no. But after watching it, it was really inspiring for me, like just to see like how he came to be, like how good he is and all the stuff that he went through. And I'm like, wow, that's really inspiring. And I think that's what pushed me to like be where I am. And it was just really cool. And so I would even try to, in practice, try to do bicycle kicks because I want to be like Pelé. Like, this is so cool. Right. But yeah.
You're talking about the recent one that came out on Netflix?
Yes.
The one? Yeah. Okay. Good. I have not seen it yet, believe it or not. So, but I heard good stuff about it.
For me, if I really like dig deep down about a movie that I really felt something with, this one's like an older movie, but it's like The Passion of Christ. My mom like showed me that movie like a few years ago, just about obviously everything that happened with Jesus and how like he suffered like and did all he did for us and to like be forgiven for our sins and everything. And it's a very like emotional movie. Like it just hits you in a spot and you obviously are upset and crying because you're like, he had to go through all of that for us to be where we are now, you know? And like, I definitely think like it's something that I feel everyone should watch, or not everyone, but people that are like, what's the right word? Like involved with that, I guess, just to know what just the backstory, almost like you don't have to read the Bible to know, you can just kind of watch the movie and get a good idea of what happened to get to where we are. But it's definitely something that I would like watch again just to get it back in my mind, like what this whole entire universe is about, you know?
Right.
Okay. Something very deep.
Yeah, very, very, for sure. All right, so next one, kind of switching gears here again. So Are you the cannonball into the pool kind of person, or dip your toe in first kind of person in the swimming pool? Which one are you?
Can I be a little bit of both?
Just depends on the day of the week, I guess.
Oh, yeah.
If I know it's cold, you kind of just have to do it.
Yeah.
No, I dip my toe in, and then even if it's cold, I'll be like, wow, this is kind of chilly. My sister will be like, just jump in. And so I'll be like, okay, and just cannonball in.
There you go. That's how you do it. All right. So your go-to karaoke song.
I have a lot. I love doing karaoke. I don't know what my
go-to. You don't have like a go-to or one that's always requested by the family or friends or anything?
Anything Bruno Mars, anything Beyonce, anything. Just we'll pick one, and then everything that comes up next, that's my song.
Okay.
Oh man, I don't even know. I don't do karaoke like that. Like any song that comes in the car, like I just know it, so I'll sing it. Like literally any song. I couldn't tell you, like any genre, maybe like just anything. I could sing. Maybe I know one song that my dad will play in the truck, like almost every time we go on a road trip, and it's Boys in the Hood by Eazy-E. And we go ham to that song all the time. Like, I'm not kidding. Or like Eye of the Tiger, like that's a good song too to get you pumped up for a game. Like I'll sing that one.
There you go.
Like full voice, like screaming almost.
Well, that was interesting. We went from Bruno Mars to Eazy-E. You covered everything there. All right. So good stuff, guys. All right. So next one. So other primary sport you would have played or committed to, if not soccer?
Basketball.
It's weird.
I think for me, basketball.
I've been told that I look like a volleyball player or a basketball player. So maybe volleyball? I don't know. I don't know. It's a weird one. Or maybe even track. But I don't know what kind of track stuff you do outside of high school.
Right.
Basketball for me, for sure. It was actually my first sport that I played. And so, I don't know. And I think in middle school is when I started really liking it. And I thought I would shift my passion over to basketball and like, oh, this is my sport now. Like, forget about soccer. And I was about to go straight basketball until I was like, maybe not. Height may have something to do with it. Yeah, basketball's a lot of fun.
Yeah. All right. Awesome. So who would play you? I think I'm going to stump you guys on this one. So who would play you in a movie? They're making a movie about you, about your life. Who would play, up to this point at least, who would play you? This is where I play the Jeopardy. This is where I play the Jeopardy song right here.
Oh man.
That's a good one.
Never thought of that before.
No. Okay, we'll come back to that one. All right. What was your last Google search in your phone? What was it?
This is super weird, but maybe not weird, but I was looking up like a Louis Vuitton like screensaver background. I don't know. I'm kind of bougie like that. And so like I have a phone case. It's not real, but I have a Louis Vuitton phone case, and I have a keychain that kind of matches it too. And so I'm just kind of in that Louis Vuitton phase, but something that I wouldn't actually purchase because it's too expensive.
Yeah. Okay. You're going to say you're going all in on Louis Vuitton there.
Yeah, no, my most recent Google search is what is a pog champ? I don't know, but a friend of mine called me that, and I was like, what is that? And so I looked it up, and it's like some gaming thing. So I was like, oh, okay, yeah, pog champ. And so now I'm like, oh, that's so poggers or something. It's dumb.
All right. So shout out to the guest, the special guest that we have making it on set there, Jordan, behind you. So
it was gonna happen at some point.
So we got a question here for Kalea. Uncle San would like to know, who is your favorite superhero, or who would you like to be as a Marvel or DC character?
Oh, my favorite superhero is Spider-Man. Nice. Yeah, I already know, because of Tom Holland, though. Yeah.
Tom Holland. Okay. Are you a morning or night person? Kind of.
I'm a night.
Early riser, kind of a morning person, or are you the night owl? What are you?
It's weird. Like, I'll wake up and obviously I'll be tired, but after like I wash my face and stuff and wake up a little bit more, like I'm good. Like, I'm more awake than everybody else. And they're like, how are you awake right now? Like, they always like complain. Like, how are you like here? Like, lively and everything. Like, it's weird to think, cause like, I don't like waking up early. I'm always groggy usually. And then it just like progressively like wakes me up, and now I'm just like a happy person. But like, because of that though, I don't stay up late anymore. Like, it's hard for me to stay up late and like have fun, I guess, or just like not be bored of being up at like 11:30 or 12 at night, you know. Like, I have no reason to stay up, might as well just go to bed.
right
Yeah, no, you'd think I'd be a morning person for doing cross country at 6 a.m. every day.
Yeah,
but no, I think I'm a night person. I'm a night owl. I like staying up, and I like the quiet, because when everyone goes to sleep, that's my time to like just do my own thing. And yeah, I like staying up.
All right, final question. All right, so this one's gonna get pretty deep on you guys here for a little bit. So think about it. So you are made the ambassador of soccer in America, the czar, so to speak, right? What would you change about soccer in America tomorrow? You can do whatever, you call the shots, right? You oversee everything that's soccer in this country. What would you change tomorrow? Kalea's over there in deep, deep, deep thought.
I don't know. I'm thinking.
First one that comes to mind.
I don't want to like sound like cliche about it, but I think just women's soccer being more recognized for like what they do, you know, and I guess the pay too, you know, like equal pay stuff, you know, but just like, how am I trying to say this? Just like people being more into women's soccer, like really watching it and realizing how much better it is than men's soccer. Like, it actually is so much more entertaining if you really like think about it, or go, like, it's more challenging, competitive, and not trying to like bash on the guys, but we aren't like crybabies or anything. We get hit, then we get up and hit them back, you know. Like, it's very competitive. So just getting that recognition for like just like women itself and playing soccer, I think would be very impactful on us and make people want to play more, you know, and get to that level to be on a stage where everyone can see you. you know, but getting the same amount of praise and stuff as just a, like a men's team or something like that, you know, just something cliche like that, I guess.
That's a really good one.
Tell me you got something better. I probably could have explained it a little bit better, but it kind of just came off the top of my head. So
I don't know what.
You still debating?
Yeah, mine's not going to be as deep as Jordan's, but maybe like a, like I don't know, like a, how do I explain? Like if you were to score like a goal, and like in a really cool way, like I don't know, like the coolest way possible you could think of. That's like that should be like an extra point. I don't know.
All right, there you go. That's
oh well, yeah, that's style points. Style points. Yeah. That'd be so cool. I don't
so
know.
Revamping the style scoring, the yeah. style, the scoring system in soccer, huh?
Yeah.
Hey, that could be pretty revolutionary. That could be pretty revolutionary. So, hey, that's, I think you're onto something there. You could stumble. I know people say it all the time, right? Especially when it's people that don't regularly watch soccer. You know, it's like, hey, does this count for what, two goals or three goals? Is this a three pointer from a certain range?
A three pointer.
Right? Yeah. Yeah. All right. So, and our final question here that we're getting from Juanita Griffin, everyone's most important question, Chick-fil-A or Whataburger? Which one?
Chick-fil-A. I don't need to think about it.
I don't know. Maybe Whataburger. I've recently started eating a lot more Whataburger, I guess.
Yeah.
Go Texas.
Yeah, I would be a Whataburger. A Whataburger guy as well, for sure.
Yeah.
So awesome. Well, ladies, this has been great. We're really excited to have you guys. You guys did a phenomenal job. You know, been very happy to have you guys here, kind of supporting you guys, chronicling your journey along the way. And, you know, Kalea, your journey's not complete yet, right? You're still kind of turning the corner, the final corner, so to speak. But before we go, any final words, thoughts, anything you want to share with our listeners, family, friends that may be listening?
I feel like you just always kind of have to keep this in the back of your mind. Like everything happens for a reason. Like no matter what you could be going through, what obstacles you have to face, like it's happening for a reason to get you where you will be, you know, like no matter how hard or easy it may be, like it's already been planned out for you. Like there's no like other options. Like whatever you go through is what you will ultimately have to go through. There's no other way out of it. So like, there's always going to be like the light at the end of the tunnel type thing. You know, you can't give up even when times are hard. Like it's just, sometimes you know it, sometimes you don't. You might not always have the answers to everything, but you'll just know when the time is right. So,
yeah.
Just with anything, not even just like making a decision for soccer, just with anything in life, you know?
Yeah. Hashtag trust the process. That's my motto. But yeah, and then also like love the process too, because it is stressful, but it's the end result, you're gonna love it. So love every part of it. Just, you know, take care of yourself while you're doing it, because that stress can build up, but you know, take time to really breathe and tell yourself it'll be okay and you'll get there.
Mm-hmm.
All right, guys. Well, hey, thank you again for joining us. Loved having you guys on. Love everything you all are about. And, you know, from our team here, we want to wish you all the absolute best with the rest of, you know, the remaining part of your fall club season, the spring as well. And also with your upcoming high school soccer season. So the best of luck to both of you. We'll have to follow, keep a close eye on those two times you all get to play each other. So you all do play twice, right? You play twice, right?
Yes.
Home and home. Yeah. So, yeah, that'll be a fun one to watch. So hopefully, wish you all the best. Stay healthy, stay safe. And, again, thank you for everything for our listeners. thank you for your continued support and helping grow the game here in Texas, with a focus on not just club, but particularly high school as well. And then again, as we start entering, getting closer and closer and closer to the high school soccer season, the private high school soccer season kicks off this week as of today, actually. So, make sure that we're using that hashtag, that TXHSSOC for Texas High School Soccer hashtag. Continue to promote it, continue to grow it. And for our listeners, thank you for everything that you continue to do in support of the game here in the state of Texas. And until the next time, keep downloading and keep listening.